dominates a country that imports about 800,000 metric tons of wheat each year, a mere 90 miles from the United States. Yet the Cuban wheat market has long been a source of optimism and frustration for U.S. wheat farmers. With the change in administrations, there is hope for re-engagement with Cuba, but ultimately the 60-year-old embargo and associated policies still stand as a solid barrier to beneficial trade. Under the Obama-Biden administration, there were efforts to establish a new relationship and relax tensions. This included a new interpretation of cash-in-advance rules that apply to payment for any agricultural commodities, bilateral exchanges by technical staff and regulatory agencies, and the reopening of the U.S. Embassy in Havana. However, none of these changes resulted in actual wheat purchases. Then the Trump administration further restricted trade by limiting any business conducted between American companies and state-owned companies such as flour mills in Cuba. Any realistic effort to expand ag trade with Cuba needs to come from Congress. Just such a congressional effort was launched in June with the introduction of the Agricultural Export Expansion Act. That bill would allow private financing of agricultural commodities by U.S. companies, a small first step toward normalizing the trading relationship, but an important one to put U.S. companies on a near-level playing field when working with Cuban buyers. The Ag Export Expansion Bill is not the only pro-normalization effort within Congress. The Freedom to Export to Cuba Act would lift substantial portions of the embargo, including restrictions prohibiting transactions between U.S. and Cuban firms. Farmers are right to be interested in opening the Cuban wheat market. Cuba produces no wheat domestically and would be a substantial U.S. market if government barriers were to be lifted. But for any of that optimism to come to fruition, it's going to take a literal act of Congress.